you know how people from Gen X, Gen Z, and Gen Alpha perceive God, the world, and life? Shelley Kamachevsky joins me tonight. She's with Josh McDowell and his team. We'll cut through the cultural confusion tonight on Encouragement Live.
Welcome to Encouragement Live, providing biblically based encouragement and insight on a wide range of practical life issues. Now here's your host, Don Hawkins, author of Master Discipleship Today.
Thank you, Steve. And friend, it's so good to have you with us as live from studios located in First Christian Church of Wylie, Texas, Encouragement Communications presents Encouragement Live. Our mission is to provide biblically based encouragement and insight on a wide range of topics. And tonight we're dealing with a very critical topic from the standpoint of the only authentic source of hope in our world today, the Lord Jesus Christ. Shelley Kamachevsky is the Director of Development and Public Relations. What a title, Shelley. She's with Josh McDowell Ministries. Josh, a longtime friend.
Yes.
You've done much radio with me, Shelley, and you've done radio with Josh and with others, and I'm so glad to have you with me tonight.
We are thrilled to be here.
Well,
thanks,
it
Don.
Is a joy. You've been with Josh for 27 years. Mm-hmm. Started when you were seven, is that correct?
Absolutely.
Thought
no,
that was right.
That's
right. And your husband, Ed, teaches at Dallas Seminary.
No, he's a Dallas Seminary grad and writes books with some of the professors.
Oh, writes
there.
Books with,
yeah,
profs. I've got you. And he does some preaching as well.
He does.
All right. That's a very good thing. So he is not with you tonight. Family, tell me about your family.
I am a girl mom.
Girl mom. I saw that in your bio. I thought that was very intriguing. We started, Kathy and I, with twin girls.
Oh.
So, and she was literally 2 weeks after graduating from college.
Wow.
So that introduces you to the world of girls in a hurry.
Yes, it sure does.
So how many girls and what ages? And well, don't tell her ages.
Okay. Yeah. Two daughters.
Okay. Oh, that's so neat. I take it they are beginning to get up in years, or they're still pretty young?
So one is in Minnesota. She just finished it grad school.
Okay.
And she is working at Mayo Clinic. And the other one lives with Jesus now. So
oh,
she passed away 2 years
I'm so sorry to
ago.
Hear that. And sometime, Rodney was telling me a little bit about the fact that you have, and I have a grandson with Jesus.
Yes.
He's Chris's younger brother. Mm. So we can relate to that, although
yes,
certainly the closeness of a daughter. But sometime we need to do a radio show on that and talk, yeah, about grief and that type thing. And
love
we'll do
to.
That. And tell us about Josh McDowell Ministries. I know Josh, but I love for our listeners to be reminded, this amazing individual who is a pioneer in youth ministry and a pioneer in apologetics.
Yes. So Josh grew up with a very tough background.
Yeah.
And all kinds of abuse and terrible background. Got to the university, and he was set out to disprove Christianity.
Right.
And instead, the evidence told him it's true.
Yeah.
And so now he has a faith crisis because the evidence is true, but the wounds from his past.
Yeah.
And so what that did is it shaped a beautiful 60-year ministry,
yeah,
where he is focused. We exist at Josh McDowell Ministry. We say we exist to cut through cultural confusion so people can see Jesus clearly.
And that's such a focus of Josh, seeing Jesus.
Seeing Jesus. That's
and
what it's all about.
Cultural confusion is rampant today. We're going to talk about that, talk about Gen X, Gen Y, Gen Z, Gen Alpha, and we might even talk those, what do you call them? I can't even remember now what they're called, because I'm very close to that group.
Oh, the boomers.
Boomers and
the
busters.
Boomers.
Yeah, thank you. Had a little senior moment there. 855-586-LIFE is our toll-free number. That's 855-586-5433. Shelley Kamachevsky is with me tonight. Make sure I'm pronouncing that correctly.
Yes.
Working on it. And again, we'd love to hear from you. Our web address, encouragementlive.org, and a real simple web address, josh.org.
Yes.
Great place to find out more about the Josh McDowell Ministry. We will be back with more with our program this evening here on Encouragement Live. Stay right with us. Dallas Theological Seminary President Dr. Mark Yarborough on the story of Scripture.
It's a two-day seminar that walks individuals from Genesis to Revelation and tells the grand story of God and what He is doing.
Don't miss your opportunity to find your place in the greatest story ever told.
And we find out by the time we get to the Gospels, it's all about Jesus.
To learn more or sign up, visit thestoryofscripture.org. Thestoryofscripture.org.
In Hebrew, the number 18 symbolizes life. It's Chai, a word that echoes hope and blessings. The Master Life Coach Training Institute,
along with Compedia and the Fund for Victims of Terror,
extend this lifeline to Israeli military and their families, offering trauma assistance during these challenging times.
You can stand with Israel by donating as little as $18 at mymlcti.com, providing training and support to volunteers who uplift broken hearts.
Donate now. Be a blessing.
So glad you've joined us tonight on this Saturday evening edition of Encouragement Live. Some of you may be listening on the pre-recorded repeat on the Worship Channel. Happens on Sunday evenings at 9 p.m. Central. So if you happen to miss any of that, honored to have with me tonight Shelley Komaszewski. She is the director of several things, and those include, let me go back and find.
How about just I love Jesus and I get to work in ministry? That's easier.
That's so good. Yeah, I love that part of it. And Shelley, you have the heart of somebody who's worked with Josh McDowell, as you said, for 27 years, and what a joy that is. And we have a great team here. We're actually on Facebook Live tonight, too, and one of the first times that we've been able to do that. We mentioned the fact that apologetics and youth ministry are some of what Josh has done, but I love the statement that you guys have made about what you're doing. I know you're a Christ follower, pastor's wife, a girl mom. You own a long-haired wiener dog.
Yes.
That's interesting. We own a long-haired small dog, and I can't remember what we call him, but I'm not going to get into that. But I know you love people, coffee. I can tell you love laughter, and that's great. Garage sales and good conversation.
Absolutely.
And conversation is what live call-in radio is all about. Talk some more about the Josh McDowell ministry and what you guys are doing these days.
Well, these days we've done what we've done for 60 years of ministry, and that is look at culture, read the trends, and say, what are the barriers that are keeping people from seeing Jesus? Because here's the interesting thing. Most people are intimidated by the barriers, but those are our biggest opportunities to connect.
Yeah, and some of you tonight may be in the boomers or the busters, or maybe even we may have some listeners from the greatest generation.
And all right, let's do it.
My dad was in the greatest generation. If you want to give us a call, 855-586-5433. I want to get into Scripture tonight, and you have selected a verse that I think is so appropriate for the times in which we're living, especially with the crisis in Israel and the Middle East. And we're going to pause and pray about that here in a little bit. Things going on in this country, presidential race that's heated up, and also what's happening in Eastern Europe and involving Russia and Ukraine, and certainly a lot of people serving God in that part of the world affected by all of that. Take us back to the Old Testament. There is a verse that talks about understanding the times.
Yes, in 1 Chronicles 12:32, we are told that there were the men of Issachar that understood the times in order to know what to do. And I think in the days we live where there is such confusion inside the church, outside the church, in the news, out the news, everywhere you look is confusion. And yet those are some of our most beautiful opportunities when we understand them to connect with a Jesus that is full of hope and healing.
And tonight, maybe you have a loved one who is a part of one of these, maybe a Gen Alpha, maybe Gen X, Gen Y, Gen Z, and you've struggled to share Christ with them, and you're wondering, is there a way to reach their mind and reach their heart? Shelley is here with me, and we would love to talk with you. Give us a call at 855-586-LIFE. That's 855-586-5433. If you want to learn more about the ministry Shelley's connected with, visit josh.org. We'll be right back.
In the heart of tradition, where each letter carries weight, the number 18 stands tall. In Hebrew, it's Chai, the very essence of life, a symbol woven into the fabric of Jewish culture. At celebrations, we toast L'chaim, to life, anticipating joy and prosperity. Now, the Master Life Coach Training Institute,
along with Compedia and the Fund for Victims of Terror,
channel this ancient blessing to those who need it most.
In the shadow of conflict, Israeli soldiers and their families face the toll of war. Let's stand with Israel by donating just $18 at mymlcti.com.
Your gift, less than a family meal at some fast food restaurants, can nourish souls by training volunteers dedicated to mending spirits shattered by crisis.
Visit mymlcti.com to make a donation. That's mymlcti.com.
SAT-7 is Satellite Christian Television.
Dr. Rex Rogers, president of SAT-7.
We broadcast throughout the Middle East and North Africa every day, 24-7, in Arabic, Farsi, and Turkish. Farsi is Iran. So we're speaking in a people's home and heart language. We're sharing the gospel.
To learn more or support this ministry, visit sat7usa.org. That's S-A-T, the number 7, USA.org.
Toni King on her new book, The Maze of Medicare.
I looked up on the internet how many books have biblical in regards to Medicare, and there was zero. And then God brought you into my life, and you helped me write The Maze of Medicare because we took Medicare and put scripture with it. Because people are stressed. They don't know what to do, where to turn.
You can order The Maze of Medicare at TonySays.com. That's T-O-N-I, TonySays.com. Good to have you with us on Encouragement Live tonight. Shelley Kamashevsky, she is with the Josh McDowell Ministries, loves Jesus, and we're talking about reaching these generations. And Shelley, you just mentioned during the break, as the world changes, so do the questions people ask, right?
Truth never changes, but how we approach truth and the way we share it has to keep up with the questions that the world asks.
Yeah, we don't have covered wagons running across the state of Texas where we're located these days. So obviously people are moving at a faster clip. There is more, it's amazing to think the number of times the amount of human knowledge doubles.
Absolutely.
But absolute biblical truth doesn't change. Josh and I have talked about that so many times. Mm-hmm. But we want to talk again about 1 Chronicles 12, verse 32. There are two components to that verse as I think through it.
I'm
sure your husband, Ed, if he were preaching on this verse, he'd want to pick this apart. One is understanding. The other is action.
Yes.
So talk about the first part of that, understanding the times. How do we figure out the times in which we're living and how to relate to people?
I think part of that is just watching the news, understanding actually what's happening in culture. And instead of being afraid by it or intimidated by it, Lord, how can I use this as an opportunity for courageous conversations? I love that phrase.
I do too. Courageous conversations.
Courageous conversations.
Did you invent that, Shelley?
Well, I'm playing with it possibly for a podcast. We'll see.
Well, I think that. And you have a podcast, correct?
No, not yet, but we're working on it.
I was going to say.
I'm working.
Okay, I have one. It's called Encouragement for You, and this radio program will wind up on my Encouragement for You podcast.
I love that. So, see, then I do have a podcast now.
You do. Yep, you will be on my podcast, and we'll talk about courageous conversations. I think that's great. Understanding the times, again, watching what's going on. But looking at it, I believe, through a biblical lens.
Through a gospel lens.
What am I hearing? How does it relate to Jesus Christ? How does it relate to the gospel? How does it relate to understanding salvation, how people come to Christ? And we're going to get into that and share the gospel a bit later in the program. And if you have questions about that, you give us a call tonight. Shelley and I have a heart to talk to you.
Yes.
855-586-5433. Or you can reach out to us on the Facebook Live feed. Cora's taking care of that along with Chris, and Rodney and Danny and Riley are taking care of the calls. And tonight, Brad and Nikki and Brent and Kathy and Keith are not with us, but they're part of the team as well. And we appreciate every single one of them. And Shelley, I know you have a great team at Josh McDowell Ministries.
We do.
And we're very thankful for that and glad you're in town and able to talk about this. Okay, understanding the times. Mm-hmm. But then knowing what to do, there's the action part. Yeah. So what do we do when we begin to understand, as the men of Issachar did?
I think it reframes how we look at things. I think we pray better.
Yeah.
I think we understand better. And I think we're better able to engage in courageous conversations.
Yeah.
For example, just one, you know, one little thing. Like this Gen Z, which are the upper teens into their upper 20s. So Gen Z talks a lot about mental health issues.
Mm.
We see it all the time. We hear it all the time. It's in our music. It's in our headlines. So instead of being intimidated by that, by many parents and grandparents can be intimidated.
Mm-hmm.
Instead, what a beautiful gift it is that we can talk to someone at their greatest pain points.
Yeah.
My mom still doesn't openly talk about her pain points.
Sure.
And we have a whole generation that says, hey, man, I struggle here.
Yeah.
What a beautiful way to show Jesus as bringing hope and healing into some deep hurts.
And isn't that a great thing that Josh McDowell has done with the pain he suffered early in his life and has written about it and talked about it on this program and other places and venues, and use that and integrated it with the apologetic. Okay, how do we stand for our faith? Yeah. How do we fulfill 1 Peter 3:15? Mm-hmm. We're told to be ready to give an answer to everyone who asks a reason of the hope within us, but to do so with meekness and gentleness.
Yes.
Yeah, so critical that we do that.
Yeah.
Now, you mentioned that this one group, the teenagers.
I just grabbed an example.
Well, yeah, so. and theirs is mental health. I want to back up and talk about each of these groups. There will be a quiz on this. Boomers.
No, there won't be a quiz.
There won't be a quiz.
No, there won't be a quiz. Don't get
nervous. We will not do that. No, do not be afraid. Fear not. There will not be a quiz.
Fear not.
Boomers, Gen X, Millennials, Gen Y. There is a Gen Y, right?
Sure.
Okay. Gen Z, Gen Alpha. They ran out of words.
And they're
so
starting
they
all over.
The Greek. Yeah, absolutely.
So back to A's.
All right. Let's work our way through these. And
Boomers.
All right. So we're leaving out the people before boomers, and that's okay. But
we just pit, for
we'll
sake of the conversation, we just have to start somewhere.
We got to start somewhere. So what's a big question on the minds of boomers?
So boomers look at the world, and their spiritual question is, what is truth?
Okay.
What is truth? And when they encounter it, they tend to be willing to give their lives for it.
Oh.
And again, there's very big generality. What's the word I'm looking for?
Well, a lot of generalities.
Yes.
You've got today, you've got your truth, my truth.
Right.
I mean, people have taken the question that Pontius Pilate famously asked Jesus.
Yes.
And they've turned that into your truth, my truth.
Right.
But we're talking about what is absolute truth. That's the kind of thing, Shelley, that you're telling us people will give their lives to.
I think so. I think we see the statistics of a boomer generation that went to college in order to seek truth. And that's where the big exchange of ideas happened on college campuses.
Yeah.
And we saw that that's where Josh started his ministry on the college campus with evidence for the faith. And so remember in Josh's story, it was the evidence for truth that told him it was true.
Now, I have to say something here. The book Evidence That Demands a Verdict is a classic, and in my opinion, is the book. I know many books have been written on apologetics ad infinitum, but the reality is, in my opinion, Josh has the seminal book on the subject.
It's a beautiful
book. Know he's come out with revisions, and you do that again because times change. Truth doesn't change, but the way you present it does have to change.
It must.
But that book is available at josh.org.
It sure
you can
is.
Order a copy. In fact, you may want to order a copy for each one of your grandchildren and maybe even for your children, because some of your children, as those of you listening, are in the boomer generation, and it will help them communicate with their children. Again, the book is called Evidence That Demands a Verdict. Okay, now Gen X.
So Gen X is my generation.
Okay.
And so we were birthed from the boomers.
Yeah.
And where boomers stood for truth, we unfortunately watched them talk about truth and not live it.
Ooh.
So we were a lot less concerned about what is true. And our question was, what is authentic?
Oh, like the soft drink commercial, it's the real thing.
Sure.
Would that tie right into that? Okay.
But what is authentic? Yeah. We need a faith, and we want to see Jesus, the things, hypocrisy and all the big, bold truth without that heart change. My generation needed to see an authentic faith that was not only talked, it was walked.
Okay.
And once we saw that, then we were interested.
Yeah.
So when you're talking to some of the 50-something.
Yes, 40-something, 50-something. Yeah, I'm moving along. We're not going to get into age.
No, but that's something to keep in mind. Authenticity is the question of the generation.
Yeah, and again, living, walking the walk, not just talking the
authentic
talk.
Authentic faith.
What they're looking for.
Yes.
Millennials, the next younger group.
Millennials are all about experience.
Mm.
They're the first generation that didn't care so much about fire insurance of coming to know Jesus.
Yeah.
They wanted to know, what does a life following Jesus change how I live here?
Right. Yeah.
I want the experience. Their question is, what is good?
Mm.
They want a faith that is good. They want a Savior that's good and being willing to go all in a faith that they can experience in their day-to-day life.
Now, how do you define good, or how would they define good?
Well, that's goes a little deeper than we have time for today, but maybe in next time we can come
save
and talk
the,
on
yeah,
it.
Yeah, we have a whole program on that. Yeah.
Yes.
But it seems to me that's a key. Now, that takes us from millennials to Gen Z.
Gen Z is currently setting culture now. They are in their upper teens to their 20s, and Gen Z are, their question is, what is beautiful? What is just? Equality is the buzzword of their generation.
Oh, yeah.
They want equality when it comes to sex, when it comes to race, when it comes to economic issues and global issues. They are a very globally connected. And so how they look at a faith when they want a just and a fair for all.
Now, it seems to me, and you've mentioned what is beautiful and what is just, there almost seems like a disconnect in some of that. That
or
not
it's
everything
two
that's
sides of the same coin.
Oh,
it depends how you look at it.
All right. I figured you had an answer for that one. That's good. That's very good, Shelley. I'm having a great time tonight with Shelley Kamaszewski, and she is with the Josh McDowell Ministries. Obviously, have had Josh on this program a number of times, and we have a question that's come in from our Facebook feed.
Ooh, okay.
As an older generation, this is a question from somebody who maybe even is up above the boomers, in the category where I slip into the bottom. As an older generation, how do I answer questions asked by all these younger generations when I don't have the knowledge to answer those questions?
So sometimes I think we let ourselves be intimidated by, and we don't courageously engage in conversations because we're scared we won't have the answer.
Okay.
And so I'm giving you permission to say, it's okay that you don't know the answer. Here's something. My oldest daughter was 11 years old when she came in and she said, Mom, do you know that Christianity was borrowed or copied from Greek mythology?
Yes.
I said, I have never heard that.
Yeah.
Notice, I did not panic. I'd never heard that. I had no answer for her.
You didn't say you're crazy. That's wrong.
Or we don't question our faith. Instead, it's like, you guys, this is a beautiful opportunity to engage.
Yeah.
And so I said, babe, I've never heard that. Let's look into it together and go where the go where the evidence goes, because I'm confident where it will lead. Because, sweetheart, the God that spoke planets into being with his words did not have to borrow a salvation plan from Greek mythology.
Yes.
I'm confident. Let's look into it together. It started a beautiful journey and we found the answer. I can't remember the god or goddess's name, but the first time she ever appears in history is in the late 300 AD.
Wow.
Who copied from who?
Yeah, and that's what often happens. And I've heard people talking about the creation narrative from the Babylonians and how, supposedly Moses borrowed from that.
Yeah.
But when you really dig into it, and again, I love the approach you're talking about there, Shelley. If you're talking to your children, your grandchildren, and we certainly advocate talking with your grandchildren about these questions, it's okay to say, I don't know, but let's dig into it together.
Let's do it together. What a beautiful opportunity.
And some of you may have some questions about specifically how to do that. Give us a call, Shelley, and I would love to talk with you. 855-586-LIFE. 855-586-5433. Our web address, encouragementlive.org, or you can visit josh.org.
Here's a conversation from HisFaithfulStewards.com.
I'm so frustrated with my retirement account. Every time the market drops, it seems to take a long time just to get back to where it was before the drop and to start growing again.
What if I told you that there's a way to save for retirement that doesn't risk any loss of your money in the market, and you can still earn good returns?
What do you mean by good returns?
Well, the plans that I work with have averaged 8 to 14% per year over the last 10 years. And since they're guaranteed never to lose their principal, no one ever has to waste time making up for losses.
I've heard those kinds of accounts have a lot of fees.
Actually, most of the accounts that I work with have no fees.
His Faithful Stewards offers a free short video series that helps you on more of your options for your retirement savings, delivered to your email each week. Go to HisFaithfulStewards.com and sign up for the free video series. That's HisFaithfulStewards.com.
Dr. Frank Minerth was a pioneer in Christian counseling, and I had the privilege of working with him for several years.
Christian psychiatrist Dr. Tom Schoaf of the Hope Speaks Clinic in suburban Dallas.
I'm looking for Christian psychiatrists, psychologists, and therapists who would be willing to join me in carrying on Dr. Minerth's legacy.
To learn about working with Dr. Schoaf and his team of Christian professionals at Hope Speaks Clinic, you may visit hopespeaks.com/opportunity.
When you need to consider independent or assisted living or memory care for a parent or spouse, Restoration Senior Living provides a distinctly Christian setting with the most stringent quality care. Restoration's innovative program addresses the medical, emotional, and spiritual dimensions, leading to an enhanced quality of life. You can learn more at restorationsl.com. That's restorationsl.com.
For over 30 years, Don Hawkins has provided radio encouragement with a variety of gifted guests. Now you can be encouraged by these interviews with guests like Greg and Aaron Smalley, Dan Cathy, Dr. Frank Minerth, Josh McDowell, and more. Subscribe to the weekly Encouragement for You podcast, dropping Wednesdays at lifeaudio.com or at your favorite podcast app.
Welcome back to Encouragement Live. Our toll-free number is 855-586-LIFE. Here again is your host, Don Hawkins, author of Master Discipleship Today.
And if you don't have a question tonight about reaching Gen X, Gen Y, Gen Z, or Gen Alpha, we'll talk about those in a minute. Shelley Komaszewski is with me tonight, and we would just love to hear from you. And Shelley, you're working on starting a podcast, I believe.
Well, I don't know. I'm playing with some ideas. So what we're currently doing at the ministry is we have a team of content creators.
Yeah.
And they have come alongside, and we're looking at all the questions that the generations are asking, and we're figuring out how to best compile it. So at this time, we're kind of like, when we met for coffee the other day, you said, yes. What are you working on? Yes. I said this, and you're like, we need to do that on air. And I said, I'm not quite ready for a product yet. And you go, ooh, even better for our audience.
Yeah, that's right. You're in the middle of it, and I love this. And you may take some ideas back from this that
I would love that.
Yeah, that'll be great. So, friends, if you have something you want to share with Shelley that can be worked into this generation's Josh McDowell Ministries approach and initiative, you can give us a call and tell us about it at 855-586-5433. We have talked about boomers and what is true, Gen X, which is Shelley's group, what is authentic, what's the real thing. Millennials want to know what is good, and of course the definition of good is critical. Gen Z, what is beautiful and what is just, and you've told me these are two sides of the same coin, and I still want to take a look at that. But let's talk about Gen Alpha. That's the youngest group.
Gen Alpha is still being born.
Okay.
And so there are little ones out there. And so let's think about just for a second the world in which they live.
Mm-hmm.
So my generation, Gen X, the internet happened on our watch.
Mm-hmm.
Millennials had cell phones and internet and social media. Gen Z, everything there was to know was in their pocket.
Oh, yes.
The smartphone changed everything. Now, this new generation being born, think about what AI does for their life. These little kids walk into a room and talk to the air and say, Siri, turn on the lights.
Hmm.
So Gen Alpha's view of the world of such deep technology, they're still being born. We don't know their spiritual questions, but I would have to think a lot of the evidence shows what is reality?
Yeah.
Or I would say even maybe what does it mean to be human?
Yeah. Well, and that's the thing. Artificial intelligence as opposed to human intelligence. And let's say, for example, we had a video camera set up, which we do with Facebook Live. And let's say somebody would say, well, maybe they're just doing this and Shelley and Don are really not there, but artificial intelligence is generating this conversation. Is that the kind of question you're talking about?
Possibly. But what a beautiful opportunity to say, what does it mean to be human? What does it mean to be made in the image of God with infinite value, dignity,
and what does it mean that Jesus became human so that he could die on the cross to pay for our sins and rise again from the dead to give us eternal life?
That's understanding the times, Don, in order to know what to do. Yeah. Understanding the questions and looking for courageous conversations of which we can connect the times in order to know what to do. And what do? We point this generation to Jesus.
Yes, and each of these generations, we're pointing to Jesus.
Amen.
As well. 855-586-5433. Cornelius is listening tonight in Louisiana. Cornelius, you're on the air with Shelley and me. Go ahead.
Hey, Shelley and Don. I want to thank Chris and Danny. My name is Cornelius. I'm from Alexandria, Louisiana. I listen to you over American Family Radio.
Yes.
Miss Shelley, I was just telling Chris and Donnie, I'm 63 years old and I'm African American. And I've learned with these young folks, they wear the pants below their legs and all like that. You try to talk to them and stuff. Then they put a gun or a knife on you for trying to tell them to do the right thing. And I think in the 60s, just like I used to listen to Paul Harvey and Rush Limbaugh.
Yeah.
Paul Harvey was right. If I were the devil, if y'all ever play that, that's what has happened to America. And I can remember prayer in school, the Bible and everything like that. But once the Supreme Court, which I wish my parents, which they would have been in their 90s now, if my parents had said, no, we're going to have prayer in school, we're going to have the Bible in school. And now a lot of these states and cities and stuff I saw were in Tennessee, they're going to have 31 days of prayer, and Michelle Bachman is going to have 40 days of prayer next month at Regent University.
You know, I heard about that, Cornelius, and we have listeners in Tennessee, some over American Family Radio, some over WRJZ. They have some outlets in Tennessee. And I had heard about that 30 days of prayer, again, coming from some officials in Tennessee. Pretty remarkable that people, Shelley, these days would have the courage to do that.
I love it.
Yeah. And again, for somebody like Cornelius, who is obviously up in the boomer generation and has seen things that were different in this world, probably seen, like when I was in school, people, teachers would have a Bible on their desk.
Right.
In fact, my first year out of college, I was actually teaching in a high school, and the principal told me, I will never come by your classroom between 8 o'clock and 8:10. And the reason for that is you might want to read the Bible. And he didn't come out and say that, but we had an understanding about that, and I did keep a Bible there. I also kept a paddle in the top drawer of the desk, and occasionally had to use that.
Radio show just went off the deep end.
It's called the Board of Education Applied to the Seat of Knowledge. Moving right along. But maybe you have some insights to share with Cornelius and others in that generation that could help him communicate with. He has grandchildren and also people he's connected with.
Cornelius, I hear your heart and I share it. We look back and say, oh man, if my grandparents could have seen this, or we mourn the loss of what we've lost. And yet, at the same time, can we prayerfully look at the opportunities that are in front of us
yes.
that maybe we've gained?
Mm-hmm.
And so again, the gospel doesn't change. How we present it needs to. But I'll tell you one thing, across all five generations, all of them value relationships.
Ooh, yes.
They might look differently over the generations, but they do value relationships. And so, Cornelius, who are those young men, even if we can't stand what their pants are doing and falling apart? But is there an opportunity to talk about their shoes or buy them a cup of coffee or sit down and just start asking some questions? Man,
yeah.
What is it like to be youth today?
And to listen to them. You know, one of the most amazing things, and we've developed, Rodney and I and several other people have worked on this Master Life Coach Training Institute, developing Christian life coaching courses. And we're talking to Dallas Seminary and some other schools, Mission India Theological Seminary. But the two major things that Jesus did that demonstrated what life coaches can do today are listening and asking cultivating questions.
Yes.
And Jesus did so much of that in the Gospels. And I know Josh has been involved in that. That's a lot of what the dialogue that led to Evidence That Demands a Verdict and many of the other books that Josh, books too numerous to mention, all available, by the way, for order at josh.org. Shelley, would you lead us in prayer for Cornelius and others of his generation, the boomer generation?
Father God, thank you for Cornelius and his heart for you and his heart for the generation. And we look around and we mourn what we've lost, because we've lost so many things that were centered with you. And yet you are still on your throne.
Yes.
And so we worship and we plead with you, Father, to give us opportunities to build authentic relationships, to hear other stories, and then be ready to share our story of the hope that's found within us. Because, Father, it is all points to your Son.
Amen.
And we ask this in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. And one of the things that we want to talk about tonight, I never let a program go by that we don't share the gospel, because we're talking about pointing things to Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
And I would like to hear from you tonight, Shelley. How would you share the gospel with someone in maybe the generation below you? At this point, that would be millennial generation.
I think when we talk about the gospel and we talk about the goodness of a God, or we talk about the authenticity of faith, of where Jesus became man, he understands the mess in which we live in, the confusion, the pain, the anxiety, and he entered time and space, lived the life we could not live, died the death we should have died on our behalf. And he invites us into relationship. And so much of this generation is very untrustful about religious, but we love relationships.
Yeah,
and so we want to show Jesus as a relationship in Christianity. That's where the pivotal point is.
And that comes down to a question of trust. And I can enter that relationship because I admit that I'm a sinner.
Yes.
I recognize that I cannot save myself.
I can't.
And I entrust myself to Jesus Christ. You and I right now are sitting in chairs that are holding us up. People on Facebook Live can see that. We're not standing up. And we're trusting these chairs. You didn't engage an engineer to check out that chair when you came in. You plopped down on it and trusted that it would hold you up. And in the same way, in a much more important way, Shelley, we're talking about people entrusting their eternal destiny and their relationship, their authentic relationship in this life to Jesus Christ. And friend, you can express that in a prayer like this. Lord Jesus, I admit that I'm a sinner and I cannot save myself. I believe you died for me. You entered history. You lived a perfect life. You died on the cross, but you rose again from the dead the third day. And eyewitnesses saw that you were alive and you ascended into heaven. And I can place my trust in you. And right now, Lord, I'm trusting you as my personal Savior. And friend, if you've expressed that prayer in your heart right now, we'd love to hear from you. We'd love to put some resources into your hands, maybe something Josh McDowell has written. I bet we could arrange that with Josh McDowell Ministries.
We can.
And you could give us a call and tell us about it. Or if you have further questions about it, Shelley and I would love to talk with you about it. We have one more segment to go in our program. The number is 855-586-5433. That's 855-586-LIFE. And again, if you'd like to order a copy of Evidence That Demands a Verdict, and it certainly demands the verdict that we're talking about tonight, Josh McDowell wrote this great book. Our other books that Josh has written, More Than a Carpenter, for example, another great book about Jesus, josh.org is the place to visit, and we'll be right back. Dallas Theological Seminary President Dr. Mark Yarborough on the Story of Scripture.
It's a two-day seminar that walks individuals from Genesis to Revelation and tells the grand story of God and what He is doing.
Don't miss your opportunity to find your place in the greatest story ever told.
And we find out by the time we get to the Gospels, it's all about Jesus.
The Story of Scripture exists to fuel your passion as a believer toward a journey of deeper engagement in the full narrative of Scripture.
All this Bible that we have, it's all connected, and it's one continuous story that starts in Genesis, but to show the continuity of that is an exciting thing.
To learn more or to sign up for this life-changing two-day event that will give you insights into the message of the Bible as a whole, visit thestoryofscripture.org. That's thestoryofscripture.org.
Here's a conversation from HisFaithfulStewards.com.
I'm so frustrated with my retirement account. Every time the market drops, it seems to take a long time just to get back to where it was before the drop and to start growing again.
What if I told you that there's a way to save for retirement that doesn't risk any loss of your money in the market, and you can still earn good returns?
What do you mean by good returns?
Well, the plans that I work with have averaged 8 to 14% per year over the last 10 years. And since they're guaranteed never to lose their principal, no one ever has to waste time making up for losses.
I've heard those kinds of accounts have a lot of fees.
Actually, most of the accounts that I work with have no fees.
His Faithful Stewards offers a free short video series that helps you understand more of your options for your retirement savings, delivered to your email each week. Go to HisFaithfulStewards.com and sign up for the free video series. That's HisFaithfulStewards.com.
Final segment of this fast-moving edition of Encouragement Live with Shelley Kamachevsky. And our toll-free number is 855-586-5433. And Shelley, you were talking about each of the different generations. We've identified five of them. We could do more. But Boomers, Gen X, Millennials, Gen Z, and Gen Alpha, the young ones that are just coming along, being introduced to artificial intelligence. But each of the things that you mentioned provide tools for communicating with those generations. And I think about someone, for example, like Cornelius, who called in. He can use a cell phone to communicate with grandchildren. He can utilize social media to communicate with individuals as well. You know, there's just so many ways that we can communicate with these tools.
Opportunities abound.
Facebook, any of those kinds of things. Opportunities. Let's go to the phones and talk with Cheryl listening tonight in New Mexico. Go ahead, Cheryl. You're on the air.
Hi. So I have two millennial daughters, and I was kind of shocked over Thanksgiving, this past Thanksgiving. Both of my girls don't really believe in God, which kind of shocked me as she had asked me if I believed in God, and I'm like, absolutely. And her answer was she wasn't. And so, I mean, she actually graduated as a veterinarian, and so she's a smart girl, no doubt.
Sure.
But anyway, you know, she's like, I need scientific proof.
Yeah.
And so as a mother, it's like, Well, how do we give that to them?
Well, and that's a great question, Cheryl. Now, does this involve both of your daughters or just the one daughter?
Both.
Okay. All right. You mentioned you know, the one is a veterinarian, and maybe the other one is still in college or still in school?
No, she's out of college. She's an engineer. The oldest one is 30, the other one's 28, so they're both millennials.
Well, you know what? I am so glad that you called us tonight, because I think, Shelley, you have some obvious feedback that can be of help to Cheryl in communicating as a mother with these two daughters.
So, Cheryl, first of all, I'm going to say we can't own our children's decisions.
Right.
And that's the hardest thing we do, because as a mom, my first thing is, where did I go wrong? And so, so that's something to pray again about on your heart. And so here's what I know is I'm more concerned about my daughter's heart than I am her behavior in many ways. Mm-hmm. And so I want to go after her heart. And so take the pressure off you and just engage in conversations and be okay with their doubts and their questions, because those open opportunities. And I know as a Christian mom who we've raised our kids to know and love Jesus, it's one of the hardest things we have that we do, to ask for those questions and just ask, where is it? And where did this fall apart? Or what happened here, honey? Or, you know, just some questions of what, tell me about the scientific, you brought science up a couple times. Mm-hmm. What is it there? Could we lean in together and look at that?
Yeah, that's great feedback there. I think, Shelley, from the standpoint of Cheryl, to know that this is not something she needs to blame herself with. And again, to listen to ask those questions. And Cheryl, one other thing I would mention, and I know that Hebrew scholars differ on the interpretation of Proverbs 22:6, but that's a verse that says, train up a child in the way he should go, or according to his natural bent is one way there. And when he is old, and I want to underscore the word old, because there's no question about the interpretation of old. In your 20s is not old, right, Mama? So, and I speak from experience. I have a son. I have a grandson, both of whom turned away from the faith, both of whom have come back to the faith and are actively involved in this ministry. And so I'm here to tell you that I'm living proof that when he is old, or when she is old. So don't give up.
Yeah, don't lose heart. Their story is still being written.
I mean, she's old enough to make her own choices, that sort of thing. And I think a lot of it may be that she hasn't had the journey yet to really have the faith in God.
So keep living your faith boldly for her. Don't edit that, but do it with winsomeness.
Yes.
And do it with great love.
Here's another recommendation. I would personally, if I were in your shoes, Cheryl, I would purchase a copy of Evidence That Demands a Verdict and put it on your coffee table, if you have a coffee table. If you don't, put it on your dining room table or somewhere, and just say, this is a book I'm reading, and if you have the opportunity to maybe cultivate a little curiosity on the part of one or both of your daughters, and see if maybe since they brought up the subject of the scientific, here's somebody who's looked into the scientific evidence. Shelley, what do you, in your unprejudiced opinion, what would you think?
I think it would be very helpful, Cheryl.
Okay, just an idea.
Okay. Evidence of verdict.
Evidence That Demands a Verdict, Josh McDowell. And josh.org is the easiest place to order a copy. And we want to pray with you. Lord, Cheryl has brought up something that I know is on the heart of many people tonight. Mm-hmm. And that is the fact that there are children who are grown children who have walked away from the faith and perhaps embraced the faith as children. But Lord, you haven't walked away from them, and you're working on them. And like the hound of heaven has been spoken of, you are chasing after them and pursuing them. And I pray that you would give Cheryl wisdom and graciousness and faith to trust you to bring them back, and to have the right words at the right time, to be willing to listen, to be willing not to debate them, but to know that you love them and care for them, and that they can be brought back to a saving faith and a lasting faith in you. We pray this for your glory, in Jesus' name. Mm-hmm. Amen. Thank you, Cheryl. Good to hear from you.
Thank you so much.
God bless. Bye-bye. 855-586-5433. Chris is listening in Arkansas tonight over American Family Radio. Good to hear from you, Chris.
Thank you. Good to hear from you, too, or to hear you, too.
Thank you. Go ahead.
Well, my question, I'm thinking about how the different generations, you know, they have their little labels, and what I would be interested in hearing the opinion about, like, do you think that has more to do with the culture, what was going on in the culture when the child was growing up, or more to do with how old their parents were? For instance, like, my husband's dad was, he fought in World War II. So my husband wasn't born until 72, so he's not technically a boomer.
Right.
But his, you know, he has the, you know, his dad was older, and so I kind of, I wondered about that, and then we've got some children who were born in our 40s. And so I kind of wonder, like, if we're kind of trying to figure out what generation they are we looking more at
right.
when did they grow up, or what were their parents? Is there, you know, what were our values? What was important to us? And that kind of thing.
I think they all figure in, and they're all pieces of this beautiful puzzle, and it goes back to nature versus nurture. But the interesting thing about today's generation is there is so much online. And so think about the arguments. My parents, who didn't have the internet, I had the internet in college. My parents didn't. And so just think of the difference of the levels of conversations and the level of arguments that used to happen on a college campus are now being engaged with in elementary. And so just the vastness of information, the glut of information, has this pervasive skepticism that says, how can I know what's really true?
Yeah.
There's so much out there. How do I know anything? And so some of that is the very air that we breathe. And so, again, it gives us opportunities to step into that. But you're right. Parents, various ages, raise their children, you know, with different frameworks. And so just because we put a label or generalities, it helps us understand. But you're right. Yeah. It's not one size fits all by any means.
And I think the distinction, Cheryl, or Shelley, that you've drawn with Chris here about nature versus nurture. Both of those factors, and you can't say, well, it's more of this or more of that, because all of that factors in, or the ages of our parents or that kind of thing.
Sure.
There is a huge influence in the culture today, and I think that the culture is so hostile toward our Christian faith. Mm-hmm. But the reality is the Spirit of God can take the Word of God and can take the lives of people and impact an individual and break through that. I was sharing with my grandson, Chris. He was talking with a guy today. He's been witnessing too. And a verse that's found in the book of Jeremiah: is not your word like fire and like a hammer that breaks a rock in pieces? Mm. And, you know, when you think about it, we were talking earlier with Cheryl from New Mexico, who has daughters who haven't come to Christ. And Chris has this concern about family members and as well, that God's word communicated and lived, and you talked about that, makes all the difference. Would you lead us in prayer for Chris in this whole situation?
I would love to. Lord, thank you for Chris and her call today. Thank you for her concern and her passion that her children know you, and they know you deeply and in a way that will impact their world for Christ. And we know, Lord, that as we look back, Scripture says that you chose the time, the boundaries, and the place in which we would live.
Yes.
And so we are alive and put on earth to do ministry at this point of time. So give us eyes to see the opportunity, and give us feet that are ready and to quickly obey the doors that you open for us. And we pray this in the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen. Chris, thank you so much for calling us tonight. And we are just about out of time, Shelley. What a great program. Quick reminder, boomers, what is true is the question. And Gen X, what is the question?
Oh, Gen X is what is authentic.
And the millennials, what is good?
Good.
And Gen Z,
What is just? What is beautiful?
And Gen Alpha, the young ones.
Reality. What is reality?
All right.
And opportunities to share Jesus.
Let's keep focused on the Lord Jesus Christ. And again, if you'd like to learn more about the ministry of Josh McDowell and his team, including Shelley Kamashevsky, the place to look is at josh.org. And our program you can find on encouragementlive.org. Thank you for the entire team tonight for joining us for the program Encouragement Live.